T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Presented by Chafin Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Calendar is turned over to March. Big month for the Steelers. They've got 17 days to get something done with Ben Roethlisberger. And they've got 17 days to get to work on their own free agents before the new league year starts in free agency. NBC Sports Today, Peter King. 17-game schedule will go into effect for 2021, and the way it works is the extra game, AFC North matched up against NFC West by finish, so by regular season finish, not how far you went in the playoffs. That means that the Steelers' extra game will be at home against Seattle. They already had the number one schedule in terms of opponent win percentage from last year. And now you add another team that, how about this? Since Russell Wilson entered the NFL, Chris, in 2012, the only team that's won more games than, or the only team that's won more games than the Seahawks is New England. So they've been the best NFC team.
Yeah, they've been pretty consistently very good to great. And Wilson's a huge reason why. And this is another one of those sort of, I don't want to call it an unintended consequence, but this is what happens when you manage to win a division. Like people, it's funny to me that people, including Roethlisberger's camp, his agent, Art Rooney, have talked about winning the division to sort of try to nullify some of the doom and gloom about the way the season ended, right?
Yep.
That's going to make it harder for them this coming year. Like, they say it like it's this big good thing. It would have been better in my mind if they had found a way into a wild card spot and not won the division, because it should, at least in theory, significantly lessen the quality of team.
It's the worst case scenario when you win a division and get stuck with that schedule where you play first place teams. So you get the Bills no matter what on your schedule the next year. You get the Titans.
You get the Chiefs.
You get the Chiefs, yeah. And now you get the Seahawks, and you don't have enough to show for it. You know, Kansas City gets right. All those teams, too. Well, whatever the NFC equivalent is, I don't know, of the Seahawks. But, okay, they went to a Super Bowl. They won playoff games. The Steelers have the consequences of being a first-place team, and they got no reward for it. They don't hang banners for winning division titles over there, nor should they. I would presume this game would be against Russell Wilson, no matter what he wants to do passive-aggressively, because I don't see Seattle incurring a $39 million cap hit and trading him for nickels on the dollar just because he wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. I find Russell Wilson's act here, Chris, to be very different from the one, say, Deshaun Watson finds himself in. I mean, it's ridiculous to me that Wilson would give an agent approval to leak something to Adam Schefter that says, I really want to be in Seattle, but oh, by the way, here are the four teams I wouldn't mind getting traded to. If I said, I really like being married to Amanda, but here are four women I would leave her for.
Like, didn't it go down the first time, though, that like a report went out there that he wanted to be traded, and then his camp's response was to leak that and say, Russell does not want to be, like, after that report had gotten out. So it would be like somebody puts out a false report about you first.
Yeah,
right?
Andrew,
like, Andrew wants
a divorce. Angling for a divorce.
And then you say, no, I don't want a divorce. But if I did want a divorce, I would like to shack up with these four women. It's basically the O.J. Simpson method of titling a book, if I did it. It doesn't strike me as the same because here's the thing. By all accounts, Pete Carroll runs the ship there because ownership doesn't really – they're like almost the platonic ideal of an owner. They don't really get involved with football business is what I've read. I'm sure you've read similar. And so Carroll has the most say there. It's his show. Watson had the case of, I mean, it's incompetent boobs running things in Houston, multiple. And in Wilson's case, I read that deep dive, I don't know if you did, on the fracture in that relationship. Unlike the Watson thing where it seems like the sympathy is almost universal for him around the league.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people quoted in the Russell Wilson story say, yeah, the Seahawks maybe have done wrong by him, but he's done wrong by them,
well,
and
no
he
doubt.
Is just
they,
as much a part of this.
I think they lost a Super Bowl because they wanted to put him on a pedestal and curry more favor with him. I mean, I absolutely buy into the narrative that Carroll wanted him to be the hero of that New England Super Bowl.
Sure.
And throw the ball at the goal line. And they just fired their offensive coordinator to make him happy.
Correct.
And
well,
let him
here's the other thing.
Help and allowed him to hire the next guy with them. He was involved.
Here's the other thing, though, with him. He's mad that they don't spend enough on the offensive line. Who do you think on the Seahawks might have seen a humongous pay increase that makes it tougher?
Yep.
I know, that makes it tougher to spend there. He also holds the ball for an eternity.
Right.
I love watching the guy play. He's great, but he's part of the problem there.
So 17 games with Seattle, I think all three of us would agree, if Russell Wilson is the Seahawks quarterback, that the Steelers would be at a quarterback disadvantage in that game. Craig, you're not going to fight us on that, are you?
No, okay. I'm on board.
So
there.
Let's go through
very good
the 17 games. How many games the Steelers will be at a quarterback disadvantage in? Okay, Baltimore.
Right, I'm ready. Yes, they are. I'll say yes for disadvantage.
So will I.
No, okay. I won't say.
Well,
disadvantage.
you get overruled 2-1 there, Craig.
Yeah, this is just a majority thing.
So,
there's not like three separate opinions.
Who was right,
Craig,
about Lamar Jackson last year? But we can move on to the next game.
How far did he go in the playoffs?
Next game.
Josh Allen, Buffalo.
Yes.
Unanimous, okay, here.
That's three games. Two with the Bengals.
I'll say no, but it's a tentative no.
Same.
Just because I don't know yet about
Buffalo. No,
I think they will be, but I'm not going to say that yet.
That's
two
fair.
With the Browns.
I think the answer is yes here.
I'm going to say yes, too.
No.
So you think they have the best quarterback in the division still, Craig?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm at five right now. Green Bay.
Yes.
Yes.
Six. Kansas City.
Yes.
Yes.
Seven. The LA Chargers.
Yes.
Yes. That's eight. Herbert. The Vikings. Kirk Cousins.
Push.
Is it you can't do
is
that.
Is it a primetime
chicken
game?
Yeah, is it good,
we don't know
good
yet.
Call?
We don't know yet.
If it's not a primetime game, the Vikings have the advantage.
I'm
if it's primetime, the Steelers do.
Advantage Steelers.
Soft yes that the Vikings have the advantage.
I'm going to go yes, too, at this point. That's nine.
Soft yes, though.
Denver, Drew Lock.
No.
No.
I'll go no there, too. Vegas.
Although, they still are the team most commonly referenced with Deshaun Watson.
Vegas.
Pains me to say this, but yes.
Same. Derek Carr. I'm going yes.
Is it for sure going to be Carr?
Yeah, well, we're going with
right
now.
That. Okay, then yes. I'll give Carr the nod there.
Bears, Nick Foles.
No.
This is a tough one.
That's gone too far.
Lions, Jared Goff.
Not tough for me. Nope.
All right, so my vote doesn't even matter there. Last one, Titans.
Yes.
I think Tannehill's better than him.
That's a tough one for me. I would have said no, but it doesn't matter.
11 out of 17 games is what we came up with. The other team has the better quarterback than the Steelers based on the schedule.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.